Okay, I need the microphone. It's great for all of those on the telephone, and here comes my microphone. Yay. Thank you so much. It's great to be with you tonight. So excited to be involved in this Tuesday night celebration of life and opportunity for us to go into these principles. Tonight we're going to be taking on quality number 3. It's called physical creation. Now, for those of you who are here with us for this first time, who just finished a coaching class with us or individual coaching, you're going to have an opportunity to go through these principles about 4 more times over the course of the next 40 weeks. It takes us about 10 weeks to get through them. Our purpose is to drive them just a little deeper and a little deeper each time. Each time we go through them, as those of you who have been here for a while, you know, it's just a little different. I do my very best to come with an inspired evening, an opportunity to share with you some things that have been active in my mind to help you and in my coaching sessions with clients to assist you in taking these principles to a new level. And tonight is no exception. We're going to be talking about probably the most important piece, because we connect with people. That's the greatest secret. We get involved in mental creation, where we use our mind constructively. We don't get into fantasy. We don't go into catastrophe. We stay in the creation, which means we're going to be using our mind constructively. Is there anyone I can serve? What can I create? How can I create this? We're going to engage in life and embrace principles and connect with people and create value and enrich the world. We're going to start taking on life to its fullest. This is a great opportunity for us to go into this place in our mind and vividly visualize, and get inspired ideas and impressions that ignite our passion and drive our focus and discipline and effort and action. Once we've ignited this passion, we've got a mission. We know why we're going to be doing what we're doing. Now we're going to go into passion-driven action. And this is the section on physical creation. It's the other half of creation. We've created it in our mind. Now we're going to create it in tangible reality, so it's actually in existence. Our vision ignites our passion to support us in the work required. In our mind, we can do things in a nanosecond. In reality, we live in linear time. Tick, 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 tick. We want to create each piece. This can be boring and burdensome and routine and repetitious, I guess is the word. Just painful if we've been in fantasy. But if we've been in mental creation with a constructive thought process, our passion is ignited, and our passion is going to drive us to do whatever is necessary to create this intangible reality. We've already seen it. Well, at the beginning of this, we turn to our assessments. There are 6 measurements in the assessment where we focus on physical creation, the actually doing of the task. This isn't about people. This isn't about thought processes in terms of ideas. This is the doing of. What are the thought processes we bring to the actual doing of? And we have given you, in your assessment, in your intentional creation tools, if you click on quality number 3, the middle section will open up, and one of the options is affirmations. Click on those affirmations, and these 6 affirmations will appear. I've recorded them, set them to music, so they're fun to listen to. I just want you to hear them for a moment. Just sit back for a moment and close your eyes and imagine. And we have phrased all of these affirmations, these balanced thought processes, in I am statements. I am, and then we state this principle. I am something I want to become. It's a characteristic I want to own, incorporate in my life. I want it in the fibers of my being. This isn't something I want to have. I want to have a big house. I want to have a big car. And so we state them in I am statements. I am rich. I have a car. I have an exotic car. I have $250,000 in my bank account. I have money that coming out of my ears. You know, all those kinds of affirmations are absolutely deadly. Deadly, deadly, deadly. Because they drive 98% of the people into fantasy. 98% into fantasy. We start imagining what it's going to be like to have those things. And then we start living vividly what it's going to be like when we have those things. And every time reality shows up differently, your body is going to have an autonomic response. Cortisol, fear dendrites shutting down our brain, hippocampus shutting down. We do not want to engage in having affirmations. We want to become. And then through our doing, actually become those things. And my promise to you is that when you have become those things, you'll have will be a natural outcome of becoming at the very fibers of your being these characteristics. There's six of them as it relates to physical creation. Now, obviously, connecting with people will assist us. Using our mind constructively is going to assist us. But these are the six specifically related. So just close your eyes and listen to this. I am passionate. Passion means having a willingness to suffer for something we love. That's what Kevin has taught me, Kevin Hall. Here's the affirmation. I am passionate. I am excited and fulfilled by the work I do. I passionately engage in life, embrace principles, create value, and contribute to the world. When we become that characteristic, we're going to be on fire. I am productive. I know when something needs to be improved. I understand what needs to be done to make it better and take the action needed to create it. That's a powerful affirmation. I am organized. Well, I am organized. This is what I want to become. I am organized. I do things in an organized, structured, and realistic way. I allocate and use my time and resources effectively to get the desired result. Wow. I am compliant. Compliant? I act with caution and prudence. I recognize the value of doing things in an organized and structured way, even when it may keep me from doing things the way I want to do them. If we constantly do things just the way we want to do them, we're going to continue to crash into brick walls. There is a certain amount of compliance to the rules of creation so that they can be effective in our lives. Now, I know we're resistant to structure. We'll get to that next week. I am proactive. Oh, this is a fun one. I am present. That means in the now. Clear. And decisive. I keep obstacles in their proper perspective and am willing to confront difficult or challenging problems or issues as they occur. That means I'm not going to procrastinate. I'm not going to be blown away by the typo that's in the book. I can press forward. Now that's for me. We're getting ready to do a second printing of 5,000 books. And we've got a proofreading team going through it to pick up all those little pieces. Thank you all for mentioning them to us. I am protective. This is the sixth and final affirmation. I am protective. I passionately protect and maintain what has been created and strive to add value in everything I do. Why create it if we're not going to maintain it? If we're not going to protect it? Why go through the effort if we're not going to keep it complete? So I'm passionate, productive, organized, compliant, proactive, and protective. Now, when we're studying this particular quality, we want to be studying three very specific scrolls. Scroll number 5, I will live this day as if it is my last. I posted on my Facebook a couple of days ago that Friday I had a humbling experience to talk to a friend who will not be with us much longer. He called to say goodbye. Beautiful human being who's at peace. And I wrote in there, this may not be our last day on this planet, but it's the last time we get this day. What are we going to do with it? Are we going to seal up its container of life so that not one drop spills upon the sand? That's why we read Scroll 5 in the morning, just to keep us locked into the present. At noon, we're going to study scroll number 9. I will act now. My dreams are worthless. My plans are dust. My goals are impossible. All are of no value unless they're followed by action. For only action determines my value in the marketplace. This is when we stop thinking about it and we actually start doing it. Now, that'll help keep us alive all the way through the afternoon. And then in the evening, we want to read scroll 7. Scroll 7, I'll laugh at the world. We sometimes, as Og says, man indeed causes us to curse and cry. You know, this too shall pass. We are most comical when we can't laugh at ourselves. Sometimes our circumstances, sometimes the way in which we've shown up in those circumstances, let us just have a little bit more of a light heart and put things in their proper perspective. We don't make them worse than they need to be. Let's just have a good laugh every once in a while, a good cathartic laugh. So that's why we put that one on the tail end of being present in the now, because the now can sometimes sting us a little bit. And then we want to journal. We want to journal just before we go to bed. And I'll share with you in a few moments how to, why we're doing that. Now, the very first thing I write about in the book, and for those of you who purchased the book, you'll be able to read this story that that occurred one Saturday morning when I called my father. My father and I did not see eye to eye as when I was a child. It was very painful. Matter of fact, that carried into much of our adult life until I decided to love him. I found out how magnificent my father is. Just an amazing human being. I discovered that instead of just being gone all the time, which I thought was the case, he loved what he did. He traveled the world fixing computers nobody else could fix. He was always the last line of defense. Whether it was an air tunnel at NASA, or whether there was a top-secret computer in the faraway jungles of wherever the jungles are, some of them he still can't tell the stories, where they had done everything they could, and they sent in Tom Blanchard, because Tom Blanchard would not leave until it was done. I discovered in our conversation that day that he had never failed. Never failed. All the years he did this, he never failed. And I asked him about it. He said, it wasn't an option. Remember Dorothy Brand said that we must act as though we cannot fail? What would be different in our life if we did? That's, my father actually lived this. He could not fail. There wasn't an option. He had to solve the problem. And when you take on life from that position, you always succeed. You find the solution. There is one. It's not about being busy. I love it. We talked about there's no rewards. There's no stock options. There's no raises. There's no recognition for being busy. Busy, busy, busy. Because he'd walk into some of these places, the people have been busy. They've been trying to fix the computer in between coffee breaks and lunch and time to go home. There was no results driven, often. My father's such a humble man, it was hard to pull some of these stories out of him. He had to be driven by results. That was it. That's all that mattered. The result was all that mattered. It wasn't about time. It wasn't about energy. It wasn't about effort. It was results. That's all that mattered. And I wrote toward the end of this section, I wonder what it would be like if everyone showed up like my dad. I just wonder. It says, I have pondered several times since that crucial Saturday morning conversation. What if everyone showed up in the workplace like my dad, vision and mission driven? What if we all were on a mission to create greatness and poured all of us into everything we did? What if we focused on results versus being busy or working hard? What would be different in our current economic climate? And how much happier would we be as a people? Since no one gets to skip past and escape from the work of creation, if they want to see their dreams come to fruition, the idea is worth consideration. So, I know that we've taught our children, and it's wise for all of us to reflect. Do something that ignites your passion, that gets this mental creation coming alive, and then the execution where we Work without counting the cost or tracking the time. Doing whatever is necessary, whatever, to create intangible reality, that which we've seen in our mind. What would happen if we showed up in a workplace like this? Regardless of what we're paid, we just showed up like this. We showed up in our relationships like this. Failure is not an option. It's just not an option. What happens if we did? What might we do differently? What might we do differently if we showed up believing we could not fail? Because we do not get to skip the work of creation. It's a requirement for dreams to come to fruition. So we either do work that's hard and burdensome and boring and mundane, or we do work that is passion and vision and mission-driven. Same work. One's really difficult. The other's joyful. One, all we're doing is tracking time and counting costs. The other, we're solely focused on a result and creating a result. What a glorious way to spend our time on this planet. Oh, that people could feel this more could. May we inspire others to embrace these principles so they can. This is how we want to live. Now, some might say that's hard to do, Dave, when life is tough. Yeah. In the next chapter, this is the chapter in the book. It's not in the material, and I want to share it with you. And I would encourage you to pick up the book. The CD in the back alone sells for the price of the book, $20. I was sitting right here when this came, right here, those of you who are watching the video. On January 8th, I've shared this story briefly with some of you. January 8th, Sunday night, 10:30. I just got back from Coronado. I was speaking at the Genshai retreat with Kevin Hall and several other wonderful people. Came home Sunday, had a very busy day, and I was exhausted. It was 10:30. I'm lying in bed, trying to go to sleep, and I'm mentally rehearsing someone reading the book. And it became crystal clear that I needed to take 70 pages out of this book. 70 pages. Now, at the time, it was ready to go to the printer. It was laid out, proofread, edited. It's ready to go. And it needed to go. I was already late. Many of you who waited for it, you know I was late. Because I'd taken so long to finish the previous rewrite, to get it right. And now, 70 pages, where, what, how? Lying in bed and I couldn't sleep, so I came down here and started to write. I wrote through the night. Didn't know what was going to come out. That didn't come in the vision. It rarely does. I just knew the vision that came was this needed to be accomplished. What is yours? This mortgage needs to be handled. This business needs to grow. This return needs to be filed. Whatever it might be, what is yours? What are you feeling impressed that needs to be done? Pick yours. Mine was to take 70 pages out of this book. The secret came in the process. I was tired, but it ignited my passion, and I wrote till sunup. I wasn't tired. Got showered and cleaned up and coached throughout the day, and Ramona's sitting here with me. She knows the schedule we keep in coaching. We coached through the day, and it was a Tuesday night like this where we finish at 8 o'clock. And we begin writing again. It's almost Wednesday morning, 2:30 Wednesday morning. And I'm right here in this section of the book, and I'm going, wow, I need to explain how this works in more detail than I ever have before. And it dawned on me I was right in the middle of a power session, right in the middle of passion-driven action, right in the middle of doing. How about if I just share this story, which I'm sharing with you tonight? And for the next several hours, on very little sleep, I wrote, and it just flowed. And when I got done with the end of it, and by the time Friday morning came, it was like about noon on Friday, maybe an hour and a half of sleep on a couple of those nights, I was done. Crystal clear. Oh, my goodness. I remember thinking, what happened if this weren't in the book? one more time after the first print because we missed a few things. But the point being, at the end of this process, I quoted words from Og that I had read hundreds of times. Hundreds of times. And they never meant as much to me as they did that night. I knew more then than I've ever known before that these scrolls have to be lived to be understood. We read them. We can even memorize them. But Og's invitation is to live them, because it's in the living that the words will really come alive for us. And in the end, as I'm putting the final touches on this chapter, these words came. This day, I will make the best day of my life. This day, I will drink every minute to its full. I will savor its taste and give thanks. I will make every hour count. And each minute I will trade only for something of value. I will labor harder than ever before and push my muscles until they cry for relief. And then I will continue. I'll make more calls than ever before. I'll sell more goods than ever before. I'll earn more gold than ever before. Each minute of today will be more fruitful than hours of yesterday. My last must be my best. I will live this day as if it is my last. Now, I wrote here, we may want to get more sleep on occasion, but to be and feel this alive is priceless. And I ended with these thoughts. We often hear, what is your why? If your why is tangled and mired in fantasy, your vision can never be big enough, never be big enough to ignite your passion. We cannot desire to skip the work of creation and expect answers. They will never come. We'll instead want to begin this journey with a deep and abiding desire to live a life of significance, make a footprint on this planet that matters, be, as Gandhi said, the change we want to see in the world. This may not be our last day on this planet, but this will be our last time to live this day. May we choose to live it passion-driven. A passion-driven life is not an easy life. Going a week with 3 or 4 hours of sleep is not an easy thing to do. But passion can drive us beyond human limits. Now, I'm not advocating that kind of a lifestyle. It took me a couple weeks to recover. You don't need to work like that without sleep, but we want to work like that in terms of passion-driven, knowing that when really tough things have to occur, we can do them if we're passion-driven. We can do the tough thing. And when it's done, there's such a sense of accomplishment, such a gratitude. I know it dropped me to my knees to have been guided through that process. Oh, there are three things in this book that wouldn't have been there. It just wouldn't have been there. I can't imagine them not being in this book. What can we put in our lives that would not have been there had we have not been passion-driven? This is such a critical piece. Now, all of us procrastinate. Procrastination is, Og said, is born of fear. A procrastination which has held me back. Born of fear. So I've learned the secret mind from the depths of all courageous hearts. Core. Blood. Heart of hearts. What is it when we get inside that courageous heart and we take a look? What do we discover? Well, Scroll 1 gave us a hint. I'll wake with a desire to overcome every fear I once knew at sunrise. We don't wake up without fear. We wake up with a desire to overcome fear. Og says, now I know that to conquer fear, I must always act without hesitation, and the flutters in my heart will vanish. Now I know that action reduces the lion of terror to an ant of equanimity, which means peace of mind. How does this work? Why does this work? You've all experienced it. You know this principle in your life. Anybody who's ever procrastinated knows this principle, and here it is. We put off something, and we put off something, and we put off something. It's screaming at us, but the noise in our head is screaming louder. So we just ignore it. We just ignore it until we can ignore it no longer. And we have to jump in. What happens? What happens when we finally jump in to do the task? The truth is, we shut off the noise in our head, which means we get to show up free of all the sabotaging noise. The real me, the real you, gets to show up in the task. And what happens? Unfettered by all of that doubt and confusion and noise, we get it done quickly. Wow, that wasn't so hard. Wow, why did I wait so long? Why did I torture myself all that time? I could have just done this. And then we turn around, and for a lifetime, many of us have been following the same pattern. Wait, 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 wait. Jump in. Wow. Wait, 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 wait. Jump in. Wow. You know what happens. We act without hesitation, and the flutters in our heart will vanish. They vanish because we finally show up. We're surprised, but we finally show up. Peace of mind. Wow. The objective from this night forward, no matter how many times you've been through this process with me on Tuesday nights or in our coaching sessions, it is time to take on those big uglies and develop a pattern of just doing it when it comes up and getting it done. Shutting off the noise and just doing it. We feel a sense of accomplishment, a sense of ownership, a sense of wholeness and completeness. It is actually healing our self-esteem. What a wonderful thing to know. It's actually healing our self-esteem. So let us not procrastinate anymore. Let's take on those big uglies as they occur. I shared a story in the book of a dear friend of mine who has a company. It's about 3 years old. And he contracted with a large mining company to do some work for them. It was an emergency. They agreed to special pricing. He had to get all of his vendors to increase his lines of credit to handle this million-dollar client. And when it all got done, they stopped paying. They owed him hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he owed hundreds of thousands of dollars to his vendors. And they kept dragging it out, just nitpicking, wanted this discount, wanted that discount, wanted him to discount everything when he'd paid all of his suppliers based on the rates that were agreed to. And it was overwhelming. And he got to a point where he was starting to bury his head in the sand. These people hate me. They'll never want to do business with me again. Now what do I do? And we had a coaching session on this very topic. Procrastination. And bless his heart of hearts. That week he took action. And he called every single one of his vendors. There were like 90 of them. Did it in one day. Didn't talk to all of them, but talked to everyone he could reach. Sent emails to the rest. And he shared with me at the end, he said, got this email back. No problem, man. We're with you through all of this. And I said not everybody was friendly, but most were. So don't worry. We've been peas in a pod since day one, and there is nothing that is going to come between us. You're a very special person, someone I really look up to, and I feel as though my business and my life started to take off after we started working together. It was not a coincidence. Thanks for always being there for me. It meant a lot. We'll get through all of this together and be even stronger for it, end quote. I'm going to read right from the book. It said, that night, when my client climbed into his truck to go home, he held his hands to heaven, said thanks, and wept. I'm not really a believer, he said. I just felt a peace I had never known before. What followed was a great 8 nights sleep, the first in some weeks. When he arose the next day, he still owed the money. The debt did not disappear overnight. But his actions, interestingly, he took the action to call, and it put him into action. He started getting inspired ideas and impressions. He said, but his actions in contracting his creditors inspired and unleashed a sequence of additional and courageous actions that eventually resulted in payment. He got his payment without the need for significant discounts. Ramon and I were driving down to St. George to see my parents when I got the call. It was really pretty precious. Og says this, I will not avoid the tasks of today and charge them to tomorrow, for I know that tomorrow never comes. Let me act now, even though my actions may not bring happiness or success, for it is better to act and fail than to not act and flounder. Henceforth, in truth, happiness, in truth, may be the fruit plucked by my actions, yet without action, all fruit will die on the vine. I will act now. We discover that when we want the peace, the tranquility, the equanimity, it only comes after we act. We must act first. The action frees us up to be all that we can be, and in the action, great things happen. I know I've quoted this somewhere in the book. I want to go to scroll 9 of Og Mandino's 10 scrolls. I just got inspired to read this to you. He talks about this. He said, henceforth I'll remember the lesson of the firefly, who gives off its light only when it's on the wing, only when it's in action. I will become a firefly, and even in the day my glow will be seen in spite of the sun. Let others, as butterflies who preen their wings, yet depend on the charity of a flower for life. I will be as the firefly, and my light will brighten the world. The firefly is representative of inspiration. We want inspiration? Then we must be in action, be on the wing. Sometimes inspiration comes, it ignites our passion and drives us. And then when I was working on the book, I got the inspiration to do the 70 pages. But the nuts and bolts of what to do did not happen till I was willing to go into action. It was while I was in action. Oh my goodness, I saw something that needed to be moved here and something that was taken out there and the way to approach the whole. It became crystal clear over 5 nights. One inspiration at a time, each one coming because I was in passion-driven action. Jump first, peace second. Now we want to live in the now. I remember the night I was working on our coaching curriculum and was reading from Scroll 9. And Og talks in that scroll about being lazy and evil and weak and a failure. And I wrote those 4 words down and saw that the first letter is made an acronym, LEWF, L-E-W-F, don't be aloof. I'll read you the poem. These words kind of flowed out as I was thinking about it because it's just so much like all of us at times. Don't be aloof. I'm not lazy, the LEWF said with a smile. It's all figured out. Got it filed in my file. It's on my schedule. If I spend all today relaxing, I'll bet I'll be rested and ready tomorrow to sweat. Me, evil, the LEWF said with a grin. How could you utter such nonsense, such sin? Wait till tomorrow, as idle minds would. I'll be out of my system. Tomorrow's for good. We want to reflect on the price we pay when we don't do things in the day. So my productivity's down a little this month. And last month, last year, haven't you had a slump? Weak, the LEWF questioned. You insult me today. I can choose to be strong. Is tomorrow okay? How many of us have done this? Oh my goodness, it's a New Year's resolution. Success is the banner that hangs over my chair. I see it, I read it, I shout in the air. Can nobody hear me? I mean it this time. No, a failure? Tomorrow's success will be mine. And so we hear such repetitive oration from LEWFs who love procrastination. Oh, but everyone knows the price they will pay. For when tomorrow is here, it will still be today. I concluded this with this comment. In tangible reality, we all know that there's no such thing as tomorrow. Interesting, huh? The concept exists only in our mind. When the next day comes, in truth, it will still be today. It is always today. It is always now. 10 minutes from now will still be now. 10 years from now will still be now. This is the place where the work of creation occurs, the physical, tangible creation of our dreams. This is the place where we stretch and grow and find ourselves. This is the place where we experience joy unspeakable. The now is the only place where we can stand and touch the timeline of our life. In the past, we may have wanted a no-risk, easy button, a shortcut, a safe way, a safe place. We may have had a desire for ease. Now we know that a desire for ease is nothing more than a desire to avoid responsibility for taking on our fears and taking action. Creation is not easy. Growth is not safe. At times, creation and growth are uncomfortable, at times terrifying. However, it's worth the action. Driven by a clear vision, our actions can be passion-driven. Take your foot off the brake and press the gas pedal. We can all agree it's time to get on with living instead of avoiding the action required for creation. Let us no longer rob ourselves and others of our true potential. Well, it's time to come up with an idea. How do we do this? How can we get started? Like me, many of you spend a lot of time in your head thinking. Truly being present in the now is a difficult thing to do. And I remember in 2003 coming up with an idea. It was a Sunday night, sitting in a peach-colored chair in our living room facing north. And I'm contemplating what could possibly do. I had an inspired idea. Just mentally rehearsing. Poof. Ah. And the idea was to do power sessions. Power sessions. That was the name. Power sessions. It meant bringing all of my power to very specific times of the day. What I saw myself doing was reading Scroll 5. I'll live this day as if it is my last. Seal up the container of life. Picking 3 times during the day when I really needed to be present. Body and mind wedded together. That's the power. This wasn't a circus event. This wasn't a production. Just have those two wedded together. Truly present. I picked those 3 times. Then I would start executing the first one. Read Scroll 9 at noon. I'll act now. Read Scroll 7 just before I went to bed at night. And then journal. Journal just a couple lines. What happened during the day, during those power sessions? Woke up the next morning. This was a tough week. We implemented it as a coaching technique, and it took a while before the first person did it. Cindy Ragsdale, that I write about in the book, who was skydiving on her 50th birthday, took action. She did it. Create a miracle. Did a second week. Create another miracle, even better. But it was hard for anyone to sustain. I have come to believe that we want to start just a little slower. This is the idea. Wake up in the morning and read Scroll 5. Not because you have to, because you want to. You want to be present. You want to seal up this container of life. You want to create your dreams in tangible reality. You want to have those things in your dreams actually real. Pick one time in the day, just one, when you're going to be fully present for about an hour, preferably a time you're spending with people. At noon, to help support you, study Scroll number 9. I will act now. And then execute on your power session. At night, read Scroll 7 just to have a good laugh. Journal what happened during your power session, just a couple lines. Sleep like a baby. If it was hard to do that, then repeat just that the next day and the next day. And when you're ready, then move to 2 power sessions. When When you're ready, then move to three power sessions. A lot of people say, can I do more than three? I say, do one first. Just do one. Consistently. And start to discover. It's a great discovery. How hard is it for me to be present in the now, mind and body wedded together, fully focused in creation? How hard is that? How often is my mind somewhere else while I'm doing something else? Distracted. Call it multitasking. How often am I fully present in the now? And see if you can become fully present for just 1 hour a day. Then move to two. Then move to three. I can share with you privately on this call, and I have at some times with some of you, that my favorite time in the day, we talked about this in goal setting for relationships. What can you do on a daily basis with one another? Well, Ramona and I choose to have a prayer in the morning and at night. And when we can come to that prayer in the night with that feeling in the fibers of our being, that we truly have done all that we can do today. Now, you don't need to be prayerful. Be meditative about this. You've done all that you can, not all that could be done, but all that you could do today. Just feel the joy that comes. No matter what's happened, no matter where you are, no matter the circumstances, you've done all that you can do today. Just hand all of your issues over to a power greater than yourself. And then sleep like a baby. It's been my experience. That power can do more work while I'm asleep than I ever could do in a daytime. And you've earned every right to ask that power to do it. If you've done all that you can do today. You do those power sessions, you'll feel this in the fibers of your being. It'll make you tearful when you say it. Done all that I can do today. You'll know it. You'll know that power knows it. This is my favorite moment in the day when I know this. It just brings a peace. Because no matter what happens, I'll know it's as good as it could have been because I've done all I can do. I would invite you to consider when you do your power session and you get one of them and you do it, have a moment like that reflecting at the end of the day. You did it. Celebrate. You did it. Don't go, I should do me two, three, or four, or five. No, don't go there. Just one. When you can do two, then celebrate doing two. When you can do three, celebrate doing three. This could be one of the most significant stretches you'll ever do. We want to become, right? Remember those characteristics? So we want to become passionate, productive. Remember those? If we want to become those things, this is how we do the becoming. We start showing up present to the now, passion-driven, for that 1 hour. And we get to feel what this feels like. We are becoming the person who can do it for 2 hours, 3 hours. The more time we can spend present in the now, the more we will actually create, the sooner our dreams will be realized. This is the becoming piece. Oh, we're disciplining our mind to be creative instead of fantasy or catastrophe. Yes, we're stepping into someone's world and making it about them. Well, this is the power session that puts us in the space to show up that way. Yeah. And you'll find yourself in that space living in mental rehearsal. You'll be getting inspired ideas while you're present in the now with a person that you can act on. Because now your mind and body are working in concert. It's a beautiful thing. So let's take this piece on. Now, I shared some things in the book about some real life experiences just to inspire everybody to take on their life and to reflect on moments when you did. We all have moments when we courageously took on a task. Don't beat yourself up for all the times you didn't. Reflect on those times when you were successful. I've shared a number of them in this chapter called Flipping the Switch. One of the most profound of all was a negative one, sad one. When one of my employers, when I was a teenager, sent me down to Raton, New Mexico, with the responsibility of filling this semi-truck with lava rock. I was young, and I went down, and it was raining, and we couldn't really get out in the fields very effectively. So I stayed in town with all the cowboys. We went to the local diner and drank soda pop all day, and I got a new pair of boots and a new western shirt, and I was just having a great time. Well, pretty soon it was time to come home. And we'd go out there when the sun would shine, we'd throw as many rocks in as we could. We're driving back from Raton, New Mexico, back to Denver, Colorado, and I still remember pulling into Denver and having this painful feeling. This truck is less than 25% full. Imagine. We got home, and Terry's standing up on top, and he pulls back the tarp. Terry Byers, my boss, I can still see his eyes. I can still see him, just like 17 years old. He was so disappointed. Didn't say a word, but I knew he couldn't afford the loss. See, the truck and the cost of the rock was the same if it was packed full or if it had two rocks in it. Same price. Same price. And I didn't bring back enough to cover the costs. I know from that day to this, I do not want to have a day when the trailer is not full. You don't want to leave a trailer empty. Hogg talks about this in scroll number 3. I'll persist until I succeed. At the end of the day, I'll just do one more thing. Make one more call. One more attempt to succeed. And I'll create an insurmountable advantage over those who quit their jobs at a prescribed time. Do just one more thing. Never leave that trailer empty. It's sad to get to the end of the day and be reflecting on it and realize you've wasted a day. That doesn't mean you don't take a nap or you don't do entertaining things. We want to have a great, balanced life. But we didn't waste the day. Mindlessly just waste the day or be busy, 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 busy and not really get anything accomplished. No awards for busy. No stock options are given for busy. No pin levels are given for busy. It's all about results. May we be results driven. And may we always close a day having filled our trailer. Well, thanks everybody for being with us tonight. Have some fun with these power sessions this week. Have fun taking on one of those big uglies that you've been procrastinating. Just take it on. Drop me an email, davidogmandino.com. Let me know what happened. Let's take the words of the book. Let's take the words of our practicum, the audio you've listened to, the coaching sessions you've been in. Let's now do this week. Let's take on a task and get it off our desk. And tell me what it feels like. Let's do a power session, show up whole and complete, and create a miracle. Share the miracle with me. It is time for these principles to be alive in our life, not just to read them or hear them, but to actually do them, that we might become the person that we desire to become. That's my hope. Well, thanks everyone for being with us tonight. Look forward to being back next week. Next week, we're going to take on discipline and structure. That noise in our head, the need to be right, need to fix. Oh my goodness, what a fun set of thought processes next week. These are some of the most painful ones we're dealing with. Have some fun with us tonight. We thank you for being with us. May this be the very best week of your life. Good night, everyone.